Same answer he gave you.
He told us he couldn't remember.
What?
He knew it was one of two men.
He knew it was either Fred or Charles Terry.
No. He knew it was one of the Terrys. That's what he said, one of the Terrys. And you misheard him.
It's a lie. You're lying. One of the Terrys, Prince. One of the Terrys. You murdered the wrong man.
The performance is over.
Yes. I'm afraid it is. Terrace. One of the Terrys. It seems incredible.
By no means. I could cite you a score of murders with far less likely causes.
I should have realized that something was seriously wrong with Prince the first time we met him.
Don't berate yourself. True madness can be remarkably difficult to recognize.
I suspect that he simply couldn't face the reality of what he'd done. So he slipped back into an earlier state of mind, when Terrace was still his hero.
In a way, he was acting. He doesn't realize it himself. It was probably the most convincing performance he's ever given.
Now, how did you know we'd find him at the Adelphi?
Well, not merely at the theater. In William Terrace's old dressing room, he played the role of the disciple so completely, he genuinely believed he was stepping into the dead man's shoes. A lesson to all hero worshippers.
And then we had to shatter the whole charade.
We took away his only justification for the murder. I'm afraid it had to be done.
I suppose so. Ah, the senseless loss of one man's life and another's sanity. It's been a sobering experience.
Yes, indeed. I can scarcely recall a case where I was on the wrong track for quite such a long time. You do understand now, I suppose, just why Terry's put his hand in his pocket.
No, actually I don't.
Well, I can't be sure, of course, but I strongly suspect that he recognized Prince, realized his plight, and reached for some coins.
Oh, dear God. He was going to give him money.
At the very moment he was murdered for supposedly withholding it.
Tragic.
Terry's.
Oh, both of them.
You realize, of course, the final, supreme irony.
Another one. Isn't the money thing enough?
I rather think poor Prince would appreciate this one.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, don't you see it? For all the self-deception, he was quite right about one thing. Thanks to Terrace, Richard Arthur Prince is about to become the most famous actor in England.
In The Star of the Adelphi, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicin and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Prince was played by John Bett, Graves by Philip Anthony, Terrace by Andrew Wincott, Mrs. Terrace by Richenda Carey, Ellaline Hicks by Jasmine Hyde, Seymour Hicks by David Bannerman, and Jesse by Helen Ayres. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Star of the Adelphi was written by Bert Cools from a reference in the short story The Second Stain by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.